Hey guys, it's Eve here with your weekly hit entertainment news recap. Since we can't go to France, let France come to you. Season 2 of the beloved Parisian series Emily in Paris has officially wrapped up filming, and there are so many cute pics to prove it. Thanks to the lead star, Lily Collins, who has gone on her Instagram posting spree. Lily captioned the post saying, "Being in Paris with my family and this cast and crew over the last 4 months and on set for 67 days has been the most memorable experience, and I will cherish every second of it. Grateful for this team and all the joy and smiles they bring to work each day. You make it magical. I can't wait for you guys to see what we have in store for round two." While we don't have an official date yet, we can expect Emily in Paris Season 2 to hit our screens later this year. Taking a trip down memory lane now. Can you believe it's been 25 years since we were graced with the Roald Dahl book turned movie Matilda? How could we forget the story of Matilda, who has telekinetic powers, parents that don't appreciate her, and that horrible principal, Miss Trenchball? Ring any bells? Of course it does. It's one for the ages. So, we did some digging to find out where all the stars are now, 25 years later. Head to hit.com.au to catch all the details. Now, here is some more celeb goss for you. In case you haven't heard, longtime Friends fans got their knickers in a knot over rumours that Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer, aka Ross and Rachel, are now dating in real life. For those who aren't familiar with Ross and Rachel's situation, Schwimmer and Aniston's Friends romance was arguably one of the most famous TV relationships of all time. During the highly anticipated Friends reunion special, which aired on Binge, Aniston and Schwimmer shocked fans everywhere when they admitted they had real-life crushes on each other during the first season. But now, David Schwimmer has finally responded to those romance rumours. Find out what he had to say on hit.com.au. Get this, there has been a monumental decision made for the Free Britney movement. Britney Spears' father, aka Jamie Spears, has agreed to step down as her conservator, but only when the time is right. TMZ reported that Mr. Spears wants to work with the court to help transition away from being in charge of her estate. Let's just say there's no better time than now. In legal documents filed by Jamie Spears, he debated whether it's in Britney's best interest to step down. It read, "There are in fact no actual grounds for suspending or removing Mr. Spears as the conservator of the estate, and it is highly debatable whether a change in a conservator at this time would be in Miss Spears' best interests. While there's still a long way to go yet, we are one step closer to seeing Britney having the freedom she deserves." Okay, bringing it back home now. Australian Survivor fans are fuming after an unexpected moment at a tribunal council this week, which revealed a rule change we had never seen before. Kez, who had found an idol earlier in the episode, was blindsided and voted out in her first post-merge tribunal council. Many people have been voted out with idols in the past, and an unplayed idol was always considered a dead idol, and blindsided players would simply just take it home as a souvenir. So, viewers were extremely confused when Kez handed her unplayed idol to Flick as she was saying her final goodbyes. As it turns out, it's a brand new rule for this season, which left us gobsmacked. Head over to hit.com.au to see all the reactions to this wild Survivor moment. Well, there you have it, folks. You're all caught up on the biggest entertainment news stories for the week. You can read more about all these stories at hit.com.au. And be sure to follow Hit Entertainment on Instagram and Facebook. And of course, subscribe to the Hit Entertainment News podcast now to never miss the biggest scoops of the week.
To stay across the latest in entertainment, stars, and reality TV, download the Hit app now.